Dean, what a game. You must be bitterly disappointed not to have got something out of it.
Yeah, I think we're disappointed. You know, I thought our first half performance was excellent. I thought our effort in defence, given the odds being stacked against us, was tremendous. And, you know, we're frustrated that we don't convert that to at least a point at the end. But I think more importantly, I think it's a game we thought we could win. And that's, you know, there's areas where we end up with a third tight head in 7 days, and we're not surprised that we get marched around a bit at scrum. But I thought the first yellow card for Donica dug a hole for Wayne Barnes, and then he ended up with a red card for 2 technical offences. It's like you end up, I think the first one is talking about him leading into a rut with a head. That's what we've heard on the mic. I'm sure he'll change that by the time he gets in front of the press, but that's what he says, and there isn't any image of that. There isn't, we can't see it. But you end up then with a red card situation. I don't think we can dispute that Donica's at the bottom of a rolling mall. But you just end up, you've dug yourself into a hole, and a red card with 30 minutes to go against Leicester is pretty tough to deal with.
Yeah, you were 17-0 up when that yellow card came.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, they were always going to get a spell. That wasn't the issue. Just as I say, I'm not sure needs to be a yellow card. I'd be interested to hear on Monday what the reason was for giving it. I'm sure you say that's what we heard across coming across the mics. What we've seen on the footage, there isn't any connection with anybody. There isn't, you know, everybody's guilty of leading into a rut with the head. And we don't see anything. So I'll be really interested to know, because
it seems to be a double penalty. It seems to give a penalty and then
feed
him again.
Well, you're going to have to ask him. I've just told you what we heard across the mics, and there certainly isn't a headbutt. There isn't anything of that kind. So I'll be intrigued to know why we end up with a yellow card.
You've gone toe-to-toe with one of the better teams in the country once again and should have got something out of it.
Yeah, well, let's stop. We're frustrated that we didn't win. We're capable of winning that game, and we've got to start believing that, and we've got to start talking that language. We've proven that. We've got massive effort levels. We've got decent ability levels. We make some silly mistakes at the end, which is, you know, under a huge amount of pressure. We just can't seem to keep ourselves out. Some silly discipline mistakes when we don't need to. We make a few mess-ups of some driving line-outs, and we end up back in the 5-metre line. Put Leicester on your 5-metre line, they're going to score.
Bryce Eame again. You've spoken about him before. A lot of people may not have known too much about him, but they do now.
Yeah, he's a good player. So I thought Coop said his best game today, and it was shirt. Bryce looks strong. Penn's starting to fire. I think if we get a dry day and it's not bloody hurling a gale and not everything shrinks to a scrum and a driving line-out, I think we got really decent movement going on. At the moment, we're struggling with that sort of soft underbelly that people can come back to a driving line out, and we can't drive the line out, or we can't try and defend 20 driving line outs against Leicester and expect to come out on top. So we've got to find a solution to it.
Matt Cox came in today, probably wouldn't have played if everybody had been fit, but good performance from him.
Yeah, I think he would have played. Pleased to know your advice for selection in the future.
Give me a ring.
I think I'll give you a shout on Tuesdays. I think he's been playing quite well for the last few weeks. I think he's looked very physical and dynamic, so we think he deserves a chance, and he showed why.
Moving on, Gloucester, a quick turnaround for Thursday. That group of players that played in Italy will come back in?
Yeah, I think so. We'll still challenge that group to come in and reinvigorate the squad, and see how we're at home again. So, yeah, see how we go.